Students at Coral Way K through 8 aren't just learning how to speak English or Spanish. Regardless of their first language, they're all spending about half of their time learning in both, no matter what the subject. It's called dual immersion. Take Rosa Marichal's sixth grade math class. Marichal reminds her students that there are universal rules for writing numbers so that they can be understood all over the world.
Remember, so that this number will turn out the same for the Russian, the Arab, the Chinese, and for everyone else in the world.
And for a Cuban?
And for the Cuban, you have to follow this concept that the number has to be between 1 and 10.
Coral Way routinely gets A's for its performance on the FCAT, Florida's standardized test. And there are now at least a dozen other dual immersion programs in Miami-Dade. Third grader Theo Miller's first language is English.
I constantly see my dad struggling to convey across his thought to Spanish vendors, barbers, neighbors. Sometimes they'll grab me by the shoulders, put me in front of them. Mi translator niño.
Well, it's considered the most powerful model of bilingual education.
Robert Linquanti is a researcher who has studied bilingual education for almost 25 years. He calls the dual immersion system at Coral Way a Ferrari model.
And it requires a lot of planning and the right kinds of teacher skills and the right mix of students and teachers at each of the grade levels. So that's why I call it a Ferrari model, but it has extraordinary outcomes when implemented well.
Linquanti says that for a bilingual program to thrive, you've got to have teachers who are strong academically as well as linguistically. Cristina Vasquez came to Coral Way as a student after her family arrived from Cuba, and she's been teaching here for 17 years.
Everybody from the custodians, from the people in the cafeteria, from the teachers, the faculty, the staff, everybody who has something to do with our school has to believe in the program. We all have to be on the same page.
And so does the community. If they didn't believe in the value of teaching all kids in multiple languages, this never would have worked. When the program started in 1963, many of the Cuban students had come to Miami alone. Their parents sent them here as part of Operation Peter Pan to get them away from the communist government. Many Greek and Jewish families in the Coral Way neighborhood took them in and thought it would be good for their own kids to learn another language. The program was supposed to help the Cuban kids hold on to their language and history while Cubans waited for the Castro regime to fall. As more and more Cubans arrived and prospered in Miami, Spanish became a language with status. Now at Coral Way, being bilingual is just a fact of life. Genesis Venegas Calvo is a fifth grader at Coral Way.
There are some things that you can't quite grasp in English or some things you can't quite grasp in Spanish.
Venegas Calvo arrived in Miami from Nicaragua in first grade.
Whatever you don't understand in English, they can teach it to you in Spanish and vice versa.
It's like having two roads to get to the same destination. I'm Trina Sargalski in Miami.